Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. God said, "Son of man, do not fear them or their words. Don't be afraid, even though their threats surround you like nettles and briars and stinging scorpions. Do not be dismayed by their dark scowls, even though they're rebels. You must give them my messages, whether they listen or not." We all want to be loved, don't we? We want to be listened to with joy and appreciation. But any servant of God also needs to be ready to keep going, whatever the response to their message. Ezekiel was told by God that he needed to be ready for the worst possible reaction. I have very little experience of living with threats, but I can imagine how painful and trying it must be to be surrounded with threats like nettles, briars, and stinging scorpions. Sounds terrible. And if you've ever lived in the tropics with the constant potential threat of scorpions, you'll certainly get the point. They're often very small, but their sting is terrible. God told Ezekiel not to be afraid or dismayed, both of which seem perfectly reasonable responses to overwhelming threat. Ezekiel needed to know that he was doing God's work, and so he had no need to be afraid or dismayed. If ministering to the exiles had been his own idea, and he'd been doing it in his own strength, fear and dismay may well have been the inevitable consequence. But when we're working for God, we know we have the Almighty, all-loving, all-knowing Creator of the universe constantly with us, strengthening us and enabling us to be strong and at peace. There are many who are firmly opposed to people of faith and who are keen for us to be restricted, if not actually silenced. They will tell us that faith should be kept as a private matter. But we know that we are called to be salt and light and to bring God's blessings to the whole of society in a very public way. The world's materialistic agenda is fundamentally different from God's, and we must expect to live with constant challenges. At times this may be personal and deeply painful. That should not come as a surprise to us. But God is with us by the power of his Spirit every step of the way. Like Ezekiel, we must trust God and speak his truth, whether people love us or loathe us. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the wisdom and strength that you give to us as we serve you each day. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.